Near a quiet country village stands a maple on the hill where
a bit of history now, since we're in the state of Ohio. Right about the time this song was popular, written by Ohio-born African-American songwriter Gussie Lord Davis, 1876, there was an election going on. You can still see some of those big maples on the hill if you drive east out of Detroit through the little towns in northern Ohio. When you get to Fremont, you can see the quiet evidence of the election of America's centennial year, an election that rocked the USA in a way we have only glimpsed since. Fremont is the home of Rutherford B. Hayes, one of the eight presidents claimed by the state of Ohio. He is certainly the most disputed. The election of 1876 more in doubt than in 2000 in a divided nation. Executive Director of the Rutherford B. Hayes Presidential Center, Christy Weiniger, says President Hayes had challenges that echo into today.
Hayes was such an interesting guy, and the way he came into the presidency was contested at the time, something that had divided the nation, and it was his job to try and bring the nation back together. He was also trying to heal the nation. You know, we weren't too many years out from the Civil War by this point, you know, just a few years over a decade, so there was some healing in that regard to do. And so he was somebody who really wanted to be a uniter, bringing the country back together. That's what he was about.
What the election of 1876 was about was a bitter contest decided by an election commission voting along party lines, a battle between a very different Republican Party and a very different Democratic Party. Hayes was the Republican.
You know, essentially, he lost the popular vote during the election. And very soon, people started to realize within the public Republican Party that there were some voting irregularities in some of the southern states, particularly in South Carolina, Louisiana, and Florida. Florida rings a bell
yeah,
to our minds.
Sure does.
The concern is that blacks who now had the right to vote were, in effect, being denied the right to vote through various problems that were occurring. They were being scared away from the polls. Fake ballots were being circulated so that they would be giving a ballot that only had Democratic candidates on it.
And ironically, back then, blacks were much more likely to vote Republican because of the experience of Abraham Lincoln.
Absolutely. Lincoln had written the Emancipation Proclamation. Lincoln, being a Republican, blacks at that time really supported the Republican Party.
And back then, the brand of the Republican Party was anti-business, pro-black. The Democratic Party, pro-business, anti-black.
A little bit different from today.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And yet just as divided.
Just as divided, yes.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam.
This classic song became popular during Hayes' 4 years in the White House, when America fell in love with its rapidly disappearing frontier. Hayes himself, a Civil War veteran, was a reluctant president. Saddened by the corruption he saw in politics, he made a promise to the voters that he kept. Weiniger says he would only serve a single term.
Yeah, right from the get-go. In fact, he made an interesting comment in his inaugural address. He wanted there to be an amendment to the Constitution where the president would be elected for a 6-year term and limited to one term. He actually wanted to see that changed in the Constitution because, to him, the independence of the office was incredibly important, and he felt like if you were running for a second term, that limited what you could do as president because you would be trying to make connections and you could not truly be independent as a president.
What would he think of Citizens United?
I don't know.
Probably go into shock.
He very well may.
Yesterday was the 190th birthday of Rutherford B. Hayes. At his presidential center, history mixes with the Romney and Obama campaign signs on the lawns around Fremont, Ohio. The 2012 election, too close to call, the home of the 19th president, now in the middle of what we call a swing state, in a nation as divided as it was back in 1876.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.